From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Deepak Bhatt, Senior Associate Editor for ACC.org. This week, I'm giving you a preview of some of the hottest trials at AHA 2019. There are a lot of great trials that will be presented at AHA this year. Probably topping the list and what I predict will be the talk of the meeting will be the main results of the ischemia trial. Let me start off by saying I have no idea what the results are, so I'm not breaking any sort of embargo. But like much of the cardiovascular community, I am eagerly awaiting the results. In addition to the primary results of the trial, quality of life data will be presented. I think this part of the trial is as important as the main ischemic outcomes. Also, the CKD patient population will be presented, so three different late breakers covering the ischemia trial. The results will provoke lots of discussion and controversy no matter what the actual results might be. If the results are clearly negative, the interventional community will likely be up in arms. If the trial is clearly positive, especially for hard MACE, things like cardiovascular death and myocardial infarction, then I expect the interventional community will be singing the trial's praises. And if the results are somewhere in between, as trials often are, providing insights but not necessarily definitive answers, there I think there will be lots of debates, symposia, programs, Twitter arguments, as the medical community hashes out what the implications of the trial are. So regardless of what the findings are, this is going to be a great trial, providing enormous insights into patient care, and one that will be the subject of lots of heated conversations. There will also be several presentations having to do with DAPA heart failure. That's one of the most exciting trials to be presented in recent years. There will be further information about the results in non-diabetic patients. We already know from the New England Journal of Medicine paper that the drug seemed to work overall as well in non-diabetic as in diabetic patients, but further details will be provided in a late-breaking clinical trial. There will also be data from DAPA heart failure about the effect of treatment according to age, and also data regarding the effect of treatment on the Kansas City Cardiomyopathy Questionnaire, illustrating how quality of life data are really becoming a central part of the reporting of many clinical trials. So, presumably lots of good stuff from the DAPA heart failure trial. The colchicine cardiovascular outcomes trial will be presented, so we'll get another shot at whether inflammation and anti-inflammatory drugs have a role in cardiovascular therapies. Should be interesting. There will be some data presented from the Treat Stroke to Target trial, asking whether a target LDL cholesterol less than 70 milligrams per deciliter after ischemic stroke is beneficial or not. So that, I think, will add to our understanding of the role of cholesterol reduction in stroke patients. Already pretty good data supporting the concept in general, but here now looking at specific targets. There'll be more data from the REDUCE-IT trial presented. Each day of AHA has something related to the drug icosapentethyl. Bill Weintraub will be presenting the cost-effectiveness analysis from REDUCE-IT. I'll be presenting REDUCE-IT USA, specifically about the REDUCE-IT trial results in the United States. There were over 3,000 patients from the U.S. enrolled in the study. And then Matt Budoff will present the EVAPORATE trial, which has nothing to do with REDUCE-IT per se, but the same drug and dosage used in REDUCE-IT are also being evaluated in EVAPORATE, which is an imaging study using non-invasive CT angiography to look at plaque progression. There are a number of presentations that will occur regarding sacubutril valsartan, both in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, so data from PARADIGM and PARAGON. I already mentioned the data from DAPA heart failure, but in fact, there is also data with respect to canagliflozin and empagliflozin that will be presented, so lots of stuff that will be coming out about SGLT2 inhibitors. And I could probably keep going, except I'm out of time for this podcast. But clearly, there's going to be all sorts of data presented that's relevant to a wide variety of different cardiovascular practices. So hopefully you can make it to the American Heart Association meeting. I'm really excited that it's going to be in Philadelphia. That's a fun city to visit. But if you can't make it, or even if you can, please tune in to ACC.org for the latest coverage. Thanks very much for listening to this week's Eagle's Eye View, your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. All the topics I discussed today will eventually be able to be found on ACC.org once we've covered these trials. Please find us there or wherever you get your podcasts. Have a terrific week.